What follows is for news and entertainment purposes only. Any use of the forthcoming information in violation of any federal, state, or local law is prohibited. Mike North, you are on fire.
You know anybody else that good?
No.
No, they'll tell you they are. They may think they are, but we're documented every single week. The eye is on us.
That's
and I
right.
ain't talking about the eye of CBS, the public eye. The first feeling I got when I won a bet was elation. The worst feeling was when I lost a bet and I wanted to jump off a balcony.
Give me a quick betting tip.
Yeah, do win and don't lose, but usually it doesn't always work out that way. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before you even laid the bet down. So you got to be positive. Vegas Scores and Odds is the landing place that gave me an opportunity to handicap. They let me show what I could do. And there's packages. There's free picks. What does Vegas Scores and Odds do when you perform? They reward you and they take care of you, and that's why we're ready to do this show.
Vegas Scores and Odds presents the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now. That's right. The Mike North Advantage starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman, and if it is Wednesday, that means it is VegasScoresAndOdds.com presents the Mike North Advantage. Mike will have three free picks for tonight's action. Stay tuned for that. He and I will also talk about the Chicago sports teams, the latest on the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Chicago Bears. And I want to get Mike's take on Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, asking for $40 million a year. $40 million. And we'll have the second installment of our new feature, Hug Somebody, today. Mike, and we'll close the show with that. Let's bring him in now. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
There's my guy, Aldo. What's up, my friend? Everything's going good here at the Bears Bar Room, ladies and gentlemen. We got some things to talk about. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. I mean, stuff that you don't know yet that you're going to know in a minute. But if you know it an hour, you're going to let everybody know the next day. That's just the way it is. But first, we got to get our business out of the way, Aldo. Listen, I already won. I won at Vegas Scores and Odds. I have the over 10.5 in the White Sox game. I put that out today to all Mike North members. And if you want free picks tonight to start to get in the groove for football season or for the baseball playoffs, 1-800-808-3419, 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick. And info to the premier handicapping site in the country. They're expanding their operations, ladies and gentlemen. They want to take over Chicago. They want to take over Philadelphia. They want to take over Lancaster, Massachusetts. I don't even know if there is a Lancaster, Massachusetts, but they want to take it over. And guys like John Anthony, Dennis Macklin, Tony Sacco, Roy Monahan. Hey, yours truly. Right now, I'm on a 6-game winning streak. I'm on fire. All you have to do is go to the front page. Now, packages range from daily to weekly to monthly. Or how about for a whole year? Dial up 1-800-808-3419. That's 1-800-808-3419 right now. And win with me and win with me and Aldo at VegasScoresAndOdds.com. So, Aldo, I got some groups. We're going to have a couple big announcements to be making. We have the movie going on right now. We're on Act 2 with the movie. The autobiography being written by Aldo Gandia right now. We're over half done. Everything going according to schedule. What could get any better? We got football season coming on. Then I get a call from the pups at VegasScoresAndOdds.com. They go, Mike, we want to do some more things with you guys. We'd like to do some stuff. We'd like to do this and do that. Well, that's all going to be putting out in a press release within the next, I'd say, 4 to 5 to 6 days about all our plans at Vegas Scores and Odds and the expansions, and hopefully gambling will be legalized. I mean, they're legalizing sports gambling in Iowa with the farmers, but we can't put nothing together in Chicago. The meeting lasted about 50 seconds the other day, but don't worry, folks. Within a year, hopefully, we'll have it turned around. But you know what? Vegas Scores and Odds wants to be the number one attraction. And they want me. We're going to make some announcements. But also, this is big. They've also said, you can announce this today, that Vegas Scores and Odds has decided not only do they want to re-up on our Wednesday show here at Bears Barroom Network, but they're also going to add Monday nights starting football season. So we'll be on twice a week. I didn't even talk to Aldo if he's going to be available, but I'm sure he will because it's good for Bears Barroom. But it's going to be on Monday and Wednesday, first week of football season. In fact, we might be a week before, and then we're going to go all the way to the end of the playoff. Aldo, congratulations to you. They said all the people out in Las Vegas love the product, love the production, love my guy, Aldo Gandia, love our chemistry. So it's all good, my friend.
The best bet I've ever made in my life was teaming up with you, Mike North. Thank you very much for all the
good
news.
Well, thanks, buddy. That's great. Now, you know what? Back at you. Expanding our horizons, not only at Bears Barroom Network, with all the new shows, but we're adding another show here. We're going to also, we have sponsorship. It's not easy to get sponsors, folks. Aldo will tell you this on podcasts. I've been very fortunate in my career to be able to do that, but this is just another day for us. When you got a reputable company like Vegas Scores and Odds that are saying, hey, they do Premier, they advertise on Westwood One, they advertise on a lot of local stations around the country, and guess what, including Chicago, and now they're expanding their horizons on Bears Barroom. Aldo, that's a kudo, a hat flip to you, my friend.
Wow, that is great news, and VegasScoresAndOdds.com, we are going to break our backs to make them the premier place to get gambling information.
So, I don't know about breaking my back, but I'm out of breath already.
We'll break our tongues, I guess.
I'll tell you what, I already got the Sox. What a day. I mean, the White Sox decide. You know, to explode, they're winning 7-5. I gave everybody the over 10.5 on that. I also gave out the over under 10 in Toronto, landed right on the number 7-3. So we're off to a good start. Later on, so it's all good.
It's excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hello, Aldo. And anyway, like I was saying, I'm the biggest speech of my life, and Aldo says we're breaking up like we're in outer space or something, like it's NASA. How are you, my friend?
I am doing great, but don't you worry. The little bit of breakup that we had, I can edit around that for
there
the podcast.
There was nothing.
So we're in good shape. Everybody.
There was nothing, but you want it to be perfect.
Exactly.
That's why we got the deal.
Exactly.
There you go. I know how you are. We're perfectionists, ladies and gentlemen, 75% of the time.
That's right. Those are pretty good odds, right?
Better than we had in the past.
You were talking about...
I couldn't even get to 50% at some point.
You were talking about the Astros and Sox. The Sox ahead 7-5 in the top of the sixth inning. You had the over on this. You gave it to us straight. We should have placed some money on it. If you didn't, why aren't you listening to Mike North? Why aren't you visiting VegasScoresAndOdds.com? And the rain is starting to come down too, but it's an official game, so that's good news.
Yeah, but here's the problem, and this is the honest to God truth.
Okay.
Do you know if the Sox get rained out? Do you know, even though it's the over's already in, you don't get paid?
Really?
Right, because if I had the over 10.5, and it was the sixth inning, and it was only 3-1, and the game ends there,
right?
All tickets don't pay.
Is
you
that
just get
right?
your money back.
I did not know that. So
yeah, that's when you really are looking for like a runway that a jet plane just can just run right over you as it's taking off. You know, it's just one of those deals. But I got to just say this: the White Sox. I heard Steve Stone say this last night, and look, I know they got to sell the team as far as selling the team for future success.
Mm-hmm.
And Stone tried his best, but I know Steve. And, you know, until Steve Stone says this rebuild's working 100% or whenever the rebuild is,
right.
I'm just going to just say and take whatever is said that they're pitching the product. Now, they haven't made the playoffs since 2008. Okay? Last night, he said that the White Sox are studying or have done basically the Astros blueprint, which is fine. He says now the White Sox go to make this work, and I'm not disagreeing with Steve, have to go out and get pitching. Okay, do you honestly think, Aldo, when most of their pitching used to be homegrown, like John Garland, Rich Dotson, Jack McDowell, Mark Burley for the most part, these guys were all homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, he says, Houston went out and got Verlander, Greinke. I mean, the White Sox aren't going to do that.
No
They're
way.
Not going to go out. They could have gotten Syndergaard. They could have gotten this year They're not going to do that. And they're depending on guys that aren't going to make it, whether it's Covey or Cease, okay, or even today's pitcher, Detweiler. They're depending on guys down the line, Eldo, that aren't going to do it. And if they want to be like Houston, Stone basically said it last night, you got to go out and get the top-notch pitchers.
Right. I totally agree. And Rick Hahn said that earlier in the year when the Sox pitching staff was hurt by injuries. He says we might have to go outside the organization to acquire some pitching. Now, we know what Rick Hahn is talking about. He's not talking about high-priced pitchers, that's for sure. But, you know, they have to supplement the pitching staff. They've got some young promising arms, but they've got to go out there and pick up a veteran or two. We've talked about it before. It just seems to make perfect sense if this team is really going to contend in 2020.
There's no doubt about it. You couldn't put it any better. And you know what? I don't know when they think they're going to go out and get this high-priced pitching or who's going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm looking at teams that have great pitching staff. Look at what the Mets are doing right now with Mets. With DeGrom, with Syndergaard. They just picked up the guy from Toronto. So, they have a stud pitching staff, and now they're winning almost every single day. And that's what you got to have. You have to have pitching. And the White Sox really don't have pitching. They're winning today because they're out slugging Houston. But Houston, you know what? Miley today. Miley might be their third or fourth best pitcher, even though he's had a great year. They got Greinke and Verlander. Miley might end up in the bullpen during the playoffs, or they'll give him a start in game three or game four. But that's how strong these teams are. And I don't know. Houston's not leaving the American League. Cleveland's not leaving. Minnesota's not leaving. Mm-hmm. The Yankees are never leaving.
Right.
So what are the White Sox going to do? I saw Eli Jimenez again today, almost kill himself on a routine fly ball in the first inning that ended up hurting the White Sox early. I mean, he's the Cuban Dave Kingman. I mean, he can't play the he's a powerful man, a big man. He's 6'4", while Kingman was 6'6". He is the Cuban Dave Kingman.
He's a lot nicer guy than Dave Kingman ever was, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. Kingman had an ice cream place called Kingman's Landing.
Uh-huh.
The guy would show up. It was on Western and Irving across from Martha Washington's Hospital.
Yeah.
It was a little storefront.
I didn't
and
know
Dave
that.
And Dave Kingman would be sitting in there eating ice cream.
What
and he wasn't the friendliest of men.
I was going to say, was he throwing ice cream at the kids who came in?
Let me tell you something. It's Dave Kingman. So you went to see him. He had his jersey in the window. It's a real. If you look it up on the computer, Kingman's Landing, Dave Kingman Ice Cream Store, I'm sure you could find it. It was there for like a year or two. Just like a little storefront, like a mom pa, you know?
That's hilarious.
Yep.
I did not know that.
I went there once.
Uh-huh.
The ice cream was okay.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't there. And that was it.
And that was, I don't think that store lasted long, I'll tell you that.
No, it lasted about a year. Have Harper somebody. These guys with the this is pertinent stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Kingman's Landing, ice cream, Western Avenue. Come on now.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Speaking of Harp, by the way, he feels like you. He says that the Sox will probably re-sign Ivan Nova for a year and then throw junk money at the bullpen. That's it. And Harp
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah. And Harp is the most passionate of White Sox fans that we've encountered here at Bears Ballroom Radio Network. He loves this team, but he's like us. We just have doubts that the team is going to do the right thing in terms of investing where the investment needs to
occur. Not every rebuild works. Listen, I've been through six rebuilds with the Cubs. It finally worked.
Yeah.
I mean, it was painful. You know what? We hear about the rebuilds that work, but we don't hear about the rebuilds all over the major leagues that don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is that just because, I mean, I keep hearing about this kid Vaughn hitting home runs and doubles in the minors, and I keep hearing about Lewis Robert. I don't care what they do in the minors. I heard that Eloy Jimenez was the next Ted Williams, and we're not seeing that. Period. End of story. I don't even know if the guy, somebody on Twitter said, can he hit over 280? I mean, that's the whole deal. You can hit 18 home runs, But, I mean, if you can't play left field and you can't hit over 280, if you're just another prospect that's just okay.
Yep. I found something regarding Dave Kingman's ice cream parlor.
I love when you find the stuff that you never knew about.
Yes.
This obscure stuff that's in the right above my ear, the condo of obscure stuff above my right ear inside my noggin. What does it say?
This is from thefindery.com. They find stuff for you. And it says here, the baseball player Dave Kingman opened up an ice cream parlor at this location, the location that you mentioned earlier on Western Avenue. He played for the Cubs at the time, and it was a huge deal in the neighborhood. I think I went there once with my friends when one of them scraped up enough money to get themselves a sundae. It was a beautiful place built to look like an old ice cream parlor. Sadly, it didn't last long, and they closed up soon after Kingman left the Cubs.
That's it. Absolutely. This is what I do, folks. This is why Aldo goes, I got to pluck this guy. Forget about his picks. He just comes up with the stuff I can't even believe. The guy bought a little, I mean, it was like 700 square feet.
That's amazing.
It was awesome.
I didn't know that.
I mean, you had Duffer back then down the street, a big ice cream place on Montrose and Ravenswood. You had back in the day Buffalo, and you still had Lockwood Castle back then. Huge ice cream places. Then you had this right next to the gas station. Right next to the gas station, folks. Right across from Martha Washington's hospital. Well, not her hospital, but it was named after her.
Right.
She might have had some interest. Maybe she has relatives, but what have you. But believe me, right there was a little place. And you go in, it was okay. It was nice. It was just weird for a Major League Baseball player to just pluck a place out of the neighborhood. It was great. Dave Kingman was a great player, but he wasn't the most popular of Cubs, although I loved him. I loved him.
What?
I didn't care how he was. Hit the ball on Kenmore, baby.
Every time he came up to bat, you just had to stop what you were doing and pay attention because he was liable to hit it onto Waveland Avenue with one swing of the bat. It was unbelievable. He was such...
And if our guy Eloy keeps playing left field, he's going to be liable to be sued for lack of defense.
Yeah, he's definitely destined to be a DH hitter in his major league career. There's
Can I
no
tell
doubt.
You something? Stevie Wonder would have had that ball. Period. He would have just gone off the sound and caught it.
you're a mean man, Mike North.
He would have had to flip down sunglasses. Singing Mike Sharia Moore as he was gathering it in.
All right. Update on the White Sox. It is still 7-5 in the bottom of the sixth. I believe there's a pitching change going on, which is why the action has stalled. But I got to give a shout out to Tim Anderson. Boy, since he's come back, he had a couple of bad games. But, boy, he's been on a tear. He's 3-for-4 today, has an RBI. And it just seems like he's the barometer for this team in many ways. Yes, you know, with baseball, there's so many components. You need good pitching, good defense, and so forth. But when this guy, Tim Anderson's bat is hot, this team is usually good for a win or at the very least to be very competitive. He is, in my mind right now for this season, the MVP for the White Sox. What do you think?
Well, I would say as I look around, I still love what McCann did this year behind the plate making the All-Star team. He's had more of a downer in the second half. But can you check out real quick Tim Anderson's fielding and his amount of because I think the thing that's going to stop the White Sox from ever being prominent is maybe a shortstop that can't pick up the ball on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's a heck of a hitter. He's had a bounce-back year. He's really salary-friendly now. I thought it was a bad salary last year. This year, I'm not taking anything away from him. $20 million, he signed a six-year deal. But if I'm not mistaken, he has had a ton of errors this year in not as many games because he was hurt for a while.
Yes,
so what do you got, Aldo? You got anything there?
20 errors so far this season, and that's the pattern with him. In 2018, he had 20. In 2017, he had 28. So, yeah, his glove needs some work. There's no doubt about that.
He's brutal. He's brutal at shortstop. He's adequate at best. His hitting's good. But you know what? The White Sox got hitting all over the place. You got to pick up the ball, and you also got to pitch the ball. And that's where they're missing this.
Right.
They don't have a left fielder that can catch. They don't have a shortstop that can catch. Mankata is a revelation. I like him at third. I'm not feeling bad about him at all, except he's got to stay healthy.
Right.
But, I mean, they got some defensive liabilities. Abreu, below average at first place, at first base. They have hitters. They don't have defenders. And that's what concerns me.
Wow. Here goes Anderson.
Well, aren't you surprised? You didn't know. I mean, that's 48 errors in a year and a half of baseball.
Yes.
This year ain't even over yet.
Yes, you're absolutely right. By the way, the Sox just added a run. Tim Anderson comes in to score. It's 8-5. We move
on. I thought
now.
You yelled wow because I was really stunning you with some of my commentary.
That's why I yelled wow. It wasn't because Anderson scored, although that was timely that he scored.
No, you yelled wow because they scored a run. But you know what is wow? You cannot be a shortstop. I played shortstop in 16-inch softball.
Uh-huh.
If you can't pick up the ball, you're through. And you know what? 48 errors, okay, in less than two seasons is unacceptable for any shortstop. And that's why they were looking at Machado.
Yeah, that is true.
And Machado's a better player.
That is true.
But where would they be with him? Probably where they're at.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. That is a great point.
So I'm not going to condemn him for that. But if Anderson doesn't get better, they got to get somebody else. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be a ball washing, meatball White Sox fan to go, he's hitting .320. I don't care what he's hitting. Luis Aparicio was a great shortstop. I don't know if he ever hit more than .280. But he picked up every single ball that was hit to him, and made every single play.
You need that at that position. There is no doubt about that.
The best athlete on your team is your shortstop, but he's got to be able to pick up that baseball. And Tim Anderson has failed to do that,
yeah.
Period.
You're making a great point.
Take it easy, Mike. You act like the guy killed somebody. Take a break. He's a nice kid. He's playing hard. All
he does is flip his bat. he hasn't hurt anybody.
Flipping his bat and making 30 errors a year. Don't flip the bat and make the plays, please. Dear Lord.
I hear you. Greg Braggs has joined us in the chat room, and that means we need to talk about the Chicago Cubs, his favorite
baseball
team.
I sweat the other day. I'm sweating like Glenn. You know? I was playing some golf. That bear hug he gave Waddle and Sylvie was special.
Wasn't that great?
No, he did a great job. I love Glenn. Great job at training camp, you guys. And he stayed out of jail. Although I don't know what the hell you dropped. I don't know what it was on Twitter. He dropped something. Then you took the picture of death of all you guys at the one bar where you really basically were burnt out. And at the end, you had burnt the candle at both ends. I've been there about 3,000 times. So great job by Bears Bar Room letting us live the experience.
Thank you. Yeah,
I've been to Vegas 44 times. When I was in Bourbonnais a couple of times, I thought I was in Vegas. I was so tired.
Yeah. It is. You know what? I miss Bourbonnais. I was out there for, 9 of the 10 practices, and now practice at Bourbonnais is over with, and I miss it. It's fun. Next year, Mike,
Those were great games, us beating us.
Yeah. Mike, you and I have to go out there next year. Maybe we'll get a tent.
I'm going next year. I'm going to go visit the haunts again.
There you go.
It's hard with me being on the wagon now. I'm never going to fall off the wagon.
Good
so, you know, maybe I'll smoke a cigar and inhale it four times and get a little buzz as I walk into places.
There you go. And marijuana will be legal then, too, Mike.
We don't want that now. That would be a hell of a weight gain, wouldn't it?
That's right. All right, what are your thoughts on these Chicago Cubs? The Cubs, I got to tell you, they worry me. They worry me for so many different reasons. I mean, on paper, this team should be the best team in the National League, but they're not. They're far behind the Dodgers, by my estimation. What are your thoughts regarding the postseason chances for the Chicago Cubs? Are they even going to make it?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I don't know. Last week when Madden said, I'm coming back, I just got that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his style to say something out of school.
Yeah.
And I think he's been assured of that. That's my opinion. I think that they've told him, look, it's not you. Although I think that there's some things that Joe's got to get better at. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to get anybody that's better than Joe. But I just think that he's had players get injured from playing different positions, like Contreras, who pulled a hamstring. Not because he caught that day. He pulled a hamstring probably, it started about a week before when he was in the outfield or when he was DHing. And I really would like to see a set lineup. But that being said, they're playing in the division where I told everybody they would start to play better in the second half, and they did until they went on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my deal. I don't care what they do on the road. And I don't know when the last time this happened was, but I got a feeling they should be lights out by 10:30 with this team. I really do, because I'm not the one to put out on Twitter them walking in someplace at 2 o'clock in the morning. Lester, Schwarber, you know, on the road. Rizzo bartending, you know what I mean? So you start, which is fine, which is fine. But all teams party a little bit.
Sure.
So I'm not saying that they party too much, because
right.
The greatest partying teams of all time, like the Oakland A's and New York Yankees, won every year.
Right.
All I'm saying is, if what could it be other than when they're at home, they're the best team in baseball, and when they're on the road, they're one of the worst that ever played the game. What else could it be? It's the same players.
I'm just worried that it could be Joe Maddon's approach to managing these guys, and that he doesn't kick them in the butt every once in a while. He's just too friendly
right.
with them. And I believe, you know, you should treat players with respect, but when they're not performing, when they're not hitting cutoff men, when they're playing terribly on the base paths and so forth, you need to, you know, throw a chair in the locker room. You need to make some noise and fire them up. I don't know. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
I'm going to just quote, and I want everybody to watch this commercial next time, because it's on NBC Chicago, I believe.
Okay.
It's for Binnie's.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I've seen it.
Joe is sitting like on a throne of boxes of
yes.
wine or whatever, right?
Yes.
I want everybody to listen to it, because I ran it four times.
Uh-huh.
I replayed it, which... You know, when you buy a 75-inch TV, it's one of the perks. I don't know if everybody's got it.
That's pretty cool.
But no, I think everybody's got it. It's really good, because you could rerun stuff that you can't believe you're hearing. And in that Binnie's commercial, since I've really decided to make an issue of this, they may take it off eventually, quickly. Joe Madden says, I like a team that plays hard and parties hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once again, I like a team that plays hard and parties hard. And all I'm going to say is, that's fine. He's made it to the playoffs every year, but they've only won the World Series once and made it to the series once. So I hope to God that maybe the concentration, because what did we keep hearing after 2016? Oh, they're still on a hangover. I didn't know how much of one. all I'm saying is, we play hard and we party hard, which we used to do,
mm-hmm.
which we've all done, and we were successful.
Yep.
All I'm saying is, we had better records. I mean, their road records is atrocious,
yeah.
absolutely atrocious. And that's, I can't trace it to anything that's, you know, baseball related. I can't. It's the same team.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the lineup is in for tonight's game. It's a 6 o'clock Central start, and this lineup is starting to look a little familiar. I know he likes to play with his lineups, but I don't think this is the first time we've heard this lineup. Jason Hayward in center, Nicholas Castellanos in right, Chris Bryant at third, Anthony Rizzo at first, Javi Baez at short, Kyle Schwarber in left field, and it's Ian Happ at second, and Victor Caratini. Thank you.
You always put your Italian name.
I know. Why is that?
I don't even want to get into it. I don't want to get into the Fredo thing, but I do have to get into it, okay? Let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
It's not a racial slur. It's what we call our buddy, one of our buddies, if he has a weak moment.
That's
or
right.
Our brother. You know? I've said to my brother John in the past, hey, Fredo, come on, you're tougher than that, you know?
Sure.
It's more of a weak thing. It's not a slur, it's more of an insult, okay? But it's not on par with the N-word, okay? So let's just keep moving on. It's a movie character. Am I right, Aldo? One of the great guys of all time. It was great to see John Cassell make the limelight again, wasn't it?
How about it? Absolutely. All of a sudden, I'm seeing pictures of John Cassell on Twitter. I'm going, oh, did he die? What's happening? Is he getting a star?
No, he did die. He is dead.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, did he die again?
You want to hear the remarkable story of this guy?
Yeah, tell me.
Because I can't believe you don't know he's dead, because you're one of the great movie buffs I know.
Yeah, I love movies.
He did Dog Day Afternoon.
Yes, indeed.
He did Godfather 1
mm-hmm.
and Godfather 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
And he did Deer Hunter.
Oh, yes.
And during the Deer Hunter, they shot all his scenes first.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because he was terminally ill with cancer, and his living girlfriend was Meryl Streep, who stayed with him to the end of his days, and he died after that movie was made.
Mike, you have an incredible memory. Yeah, I do recall that happening. Absolutely. He passed away in 1978, right after the filming of The Deer Hunter, and you're absolutely right. That is so true. Great.
He had four of the greatest movies of all time for any actor to ever be in. I challenge anybody in America or in the communist black country to try to top being a very, very, how would you say it, for a supporting actor. He was nominated, I think, for a couple Oscars.
Yep.
I think he might have won one. But Deer Hunter, Godfather 1, Godfather 2, and Dog Day Afternoon. No actor will ever have four straight movies like that.
It's amazing. I'm looking at his IMDb page right now. He was only in eight projects in his lifetime. Now, Deer Hunter, Godfather, Dog Day Afternoon, the other Godfather movie, The Conversation with Gene Hackman, which is
another great movie.
And then he was in a couple of TV things, NYPD and something called The American Way. But the feature films that he was in, all of them were just tremendous works of art. This guy was really, really fortunate to have worked in some great projects, and it's too bad he left us way
and
too soon.
And if you read about The Deer Hunter, he's really sick during the scene where he's asking De Niro for an extra pair of boots.
Oh.
And, you know, because he never brought his boots. And, you
yes,
know,
I
so
remember
he
that.
Was dying. He knew he was going to be dead soon.
Mm.
And he did one of the great performances that you can do. And they decided they didn't know if he was going to make it. So they pushed all his stuff first. All his stuff. Which is unbelievable, but that tells you the greatness. And Meryl Streep and De Niro made it that way. They pushed the production company into doing it.
That kudos to them, and that is a great piece of art, that the Deer Hunter. And Ryan D'Onofrio in the chat room, who is much, much younger than me, says that that all happened before I was born, Aldo, and I knew that. So,
wow. Right. Well, you know, I mean, you know what? There's things that you can forget sometimes, but I remark at the guy, because to put up a performance like he did in The Deer Hunter, when you basically are months, I mean, really, he never saw the release.
Yeah.
He never saw the fame. He never saw himself on the screen. He saw it just on the editor's stuff and everything like that. So the dailies and stuff like that.
Right.
So a lot of respect for the guy.
Absolutely. And I got a lot of respect for you, because you're going to give us three winners starting right here.
I thought you might have forgotten. We got in the melancholy mood talking about my guy, Fredo. I love Fredo. Believe me, he bangs cocktail waitresses two at a time. Okay? One of the great lines of all time. You slap my brother in public? I mean, come on now.
I love it.
Hey, Mike, that was just Todd Moby and Mo. No, that was Moby and goodbye. Hey, punch this number in your phone right now if you're driving. Pull over, call 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicap inside the country. Boy, I was starting to act like the greeter at a funeral home. We're talking about Fredo. I'm glad I got the mojo back. Expert handicappers like John Anthony, Dennis Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monty, and yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage, folks. Let me tell you something. And check out NVSAO. Look, I'm not going to tell. Look, Bear Barroom, there's like 10,000 of us. We started like a year and a half ago at 4,800. There's like 9,150 now. Why is it that we can't get everybody at Bear Bar Room to unite? Which means we'll get about 15 of us. But that's fine. And follow at VSAO because they're sponsoring. They're putting their money on the line. Look, I used to go through this with softball teams. I used to get sponsors. You know, Ridge Bowl with the great Gene Schmidt, where televised bowling was first shown back in 1960. The old Fates Neeson Bowl on Peterson and Ridge. We had some great sponsors. The Joker's Pub. I mean, great stuff back in the day. But you had to go back and support the sponsor. Bears Bar Room gives you outstanding network coverage of Chicago Bear football, gambling, and entertainment. You're not going to hear about Fredo today the way we talked about it.
That's right.
We're actually exploring Fredo as the man that he was. And I'll guarantee you this. What's odd about the man that played Fredo, he was anything but.
Mm-hmm.
Anything but. The guy acted with cancer and put together a winning monologue. Period. So, 800-808-3419. 800-808-3419 is the place you go for the free picks. Now, Aldo's going, please, dear Lord. I'm genuflecting to you. I have a bust of the Virgin Mary. Or whatever. And I'm saying to myself, give us a pick. So we're going to give the pick out. But you already, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, tonight, there's some great, great games. These are games that if you call to, if you missed this show, you could call on the Vegas Scores and Odds .com's a free line like I just gave you. Once again, that number is 1-800-808-3419. And we're going to start off with the Thursday night football game.
Ooh, nice.
It's a Thursday night. By the way, we're 10 above 500 going into tonight. Now, Thursday night football game, the Washington Redskins are -3. The Redskins took a bad loss last week, but so did the Bengals. They were my only loss with the odds couple. We were 5-1 last week, and it was the stupid Bengals who just bungled everything. But the Redskins are 0-1, too. They're playing at home, though. People are predicting that Jay Gruden's going to be the first coach fired. I think people hear that. So I think a lot of people are going to jump on the Bengals. I'm taking the Washington Redskins -3 in that one. You also got in Major League Baseball. Now, that's Thursday, folks. You also got in Major League Baseball. You have tonight the St. Louis Cardinals, a team that I just don't think is going to have enough steam at the end. That's just my opinion. But you know what? You never know about them. They're -124 at Kansas City. They're 62-55. Hudson pitching. You know, you just don't think they're going to have enough at the end until you see that they're right there.
Yep.
And you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to take them -129. So I have the Cardinals -129. And last but not least, a team that was rebuilding for only a year or two, but then all of a sudden got good. And as soon as you get good, and believe me, sometimes you rebuild and you never get good, you say the rebuild's over. You say the rebuild's over, and that's the way it is with the Atlanta Braves at 71-50. They only started rebuilding a few years ago, and they're at 71-50. So they're at -153 against the Mets. Take them versus the Mets tonight, who have been on fire at 61-58, but the Braves have Keuchel going versus Mets. So the Redskins tomorrow, Atlanta and the Cardinals. Aldo, back to you.
Good stuff, Mike. Tell us
what we do here.
Tell us your record over the last few days, because you are red hot.
Yeah, I mean, at Vegas Scores and Odds, I had a 5-3 week, and then Monday starts the new week. I've won like today already. I've won like 5 in a row, so I'm doing good with them. With the odds couple, I did great last week. Carmen went 3-0.
Nice.
I went 2-1.
Nice.
Including my third week in a row of winning with Yurko and Carmen at the 145 bonus pick on the ESPN 1000. So doing the job over there. And lastly but not least, I did great with Bears Bar Room last week. But here was the key, too. And Eldo picked it out on Twitter. I didn't even give this out as a pick. But I said I would, if I was going to bet it, I'd take Carolina. And I took Carolina. The Bears basically just went through the motions. They're not even playing their starters. So keep looking to me for the value, folks, that you get. Eldo, how is that for some self-promotion? Toot my own horn, my friend.
That was excellent. And I got.
How did the Bears really look, though? Good?
Well, yeah, I mean.
I don't like that answer already. You know what? That's like me saying, did you see my girlfriend? Well, yeah. And then you're looking around and she's in the guy's car. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Now, I don't know if that's a glowing, Well, tell me about well, yeah.
But before I do that, I got to tell you, last week it was Steven Zim Zimmerman who in the chat room said, hey, Mike, can you give us the pick on the Bears game? And you said, and you correctly said that you picked the Panthers. And Zim responded by saying, I don't know, Tyler Bray is such a good quarterback. He's playing so good in camp. I think
Tyler
the Bears.
Tyler Bray is such a good quarterback. Zim was talking to us with his face painted blue and orange.
So,
has anybody besides him ever said Tyler Bray is a very good quarterback?
So, the good news.
I love the guy, though.
The good news is that he didn't. The bad news is he didn't bet on Panthers last week, so he lost that. But the good news is that he just got a promotion at his job. Congratulations, Steven Zim Zimmerman.
Yeah, Zim, and you needed it to pay off the debt from the Bears.
There you go.
By the way, you hang out with a crew that I would be secure and probably bringing with me when I needed to collect money from somebody.
Yes,
you know?
I do. That's true.
I mean, my guy Mandel and all those guys,
they look like
a pretty good crew that they could handle themselves.
Bobby Bombs is
one. Oh, Bobby, too.
Yes, Bobby.
Is he the one with the head on backwards?
Yes.
All he's missing is a bow and arrow set.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, I want to talk about Dak Prescott. Because
yes.
there's tales that he wants $40 million with his new contract, and that's creating quite the stir. I wanted to play this clip from ESPN. Stephen A. Smith had a thought on that. Let me play that for you, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
I don't think for one second that anybody believed that Dak Prescott would be in a position where he's going to hold out and demand $35, $37 to $40 million. I don't believe that for one second. And I think his representation, if they think that he should get that amount of money, I think they should be drug tested immediately because that is not the case.
Mike, do you think that Dak Prescott has a chance to make $40 million in his next contract?
You know what's great about Stephen A. Smith?
I don't think
what's
there's
great about Stephen is he learned so much from me growing up, no doubt. Bobby listened to some of my tapes.
Probably.
Because he's a smart guy. And I'm with him 100%.
Yeah.
And Stephen A. is one of these guys. Look, he runs into these people. The hardest thing to do,
mm-hmm.
the hardest thing to do, and you know this happened to me many times,
yep.
is go into locker rooms, run into people at airports. You know,
mm-hmm.
I ran into Jim Brown about 2 months after a big contentious interview with him in the airport. And I went up to him and talked to him. And he was a serious dude, but a nice dude.
Yes, yes, very
and,
serious.
And all I'm going to say is, so he doesn't sugarcoat. That's why I like that statement. But I beat him to the punch last week on ESPN 1000 with Carmen. Because I'm going to tell everybody this. Who would you rather have quarterback in your team? I want you to think about this. Who would you rather have as a Dallas Cowboy fan? Matthew Stafford, who hasn't done a damn thing, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a couple, you know, average years. But they have nobody around him.
Right.
The last guy they had around him was Calvin Johnson. He retired like 3 years ago.
Correct.
So name me four guys on the Lions offense. Nobody can. You know what everybody's going to say? Barry Sanders. He's not on the team anymore. Brent Perryman. He's not on the team anymore.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell me who Matthew Stafford is. Now listen to this. I'm telling you, I'd rather have, if I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan,
mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford than Dak Prescott. And I think that sometimes the team doesn't suit the player. Maybe Detroit doesn't suit Matthew Stafford because you got to give a guy some stars.
Right.
And he doesn't have any. But put him on Dallas where there's a running game, and where I think he's the better quarterback. And he makes, what, $26 million? And you're going to tell me Dak Prescott, with a lot better talent around him and a great running back, wants 40? See you later, pal.
Well, and so will the Cowboys be prepared to tell him see you later and maybe work off of the free agent pool of quarterbacks for next season, because you got guys like Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota.
I'm disappointed in him, Faldo, because I like him.
Yeah.
I like Dak Prescott. I've never had they got a winning record with the guy. But you're not helping matters. Look what Tom Brady just did. I don't care what year he's in. I don't care how rich his wife is. When a man says, I'm taking $8 million off my contract, if you re-sign me, or when a man lets the team play with the salary cap so he can get better players around him, that's my kind of guy. When you ask for a ton of money, like Phillip Rivers, then you look around you and you go, where's the rest of the players? Well, we couldn't get anybody. And the same thing goes for Matthew Stafford, by the way. Why doesn't Detroit have better players? Because they have no money left after paying the quarterback all that money with nobody else to play. You got to have somebody to throw to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I make so much sense sometimes. I can't believe it took me 15 years to get out of grade school.
And how did you do
Unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable.
Well, and
the test was too small for me.
So here's my concern, because Prescott has reportedly said no to a $30 million a year contract.
What an unbelievable kid played from Mississippi State. Unbelievable,
right?
That you don't want that kind of dough. Just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and so Mitch Trubisky of the Chicago Bears will be eligible for a contract extension next year. Is he going to want $40 million a year? Or is he going to become Tom Brady, who is going to be despite the fact that he's the best quarterback in the NFL and arguably the best quarterback ever, is like six on the list of quarterbacks who are making money because he wants to be surrounded by well-paid quality talent. So I'm just hoping Mitch takes a page out of the Brady approach towards contracts.
First of all, Mitch could end up having a bad year this year.
Yep.
Then he's not asking for that kind of money, number one. Number two, Mitch is never going to be Brady. And I wouldn't expect Mitch to give up money, but I think Mitch Trubisky likes it here. I think he likes the organization. I think he loves Nagy. I think he's a leader. And I don't think he's stupid enough to ask for $40 million, because if I was the Bears, I wouldn't give him $40 million. But I'll also say this. I'd rather have him than Dak Prescott, period. I don't want Dak Prescott for the Bears. I want Mitch Trubisky, and I argued against him, but now I see the kid is a hard player and everything else. He's doing his best to get better. Are people worried about him? Yeah, but Dak Prescott, who's had some big games, has also had some duds himself.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Mitch Trubisky has been the subject of a lot of social media contention, with people on one side hating him and then people on the other side saying, watch, he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks. It was the subject.
Why would you hate Mitch Trubisky?
I didn't want him.
I didn't want to move up for him. We should have took Watson. That people are predicting it's going to be an MVP soon. We should have taken him, but we didn't. But I ended up watching him. The kid never gives up. He's a winner. He's likable. After Cutler, how could you not like this guy? And the people that are haters on Mitch, a lot of them wanted that pain in the ass Cutler around for a decade. I don't get
right.
it.
That's right.
I just don't get it, because the kid's likable. He signs autographs. He's good. The kids love him. His jersey sells. If you don't like Mitch Trubisky after what we just went through, 8 years of the plague, the Cutler plague, then you're out of your mind.
Yep. Now, let me tell our listeners.
Yep. Thank you. Yep.
You got that, right?
Yep.
I didn't give you a
No. Yep. Yeah, but now we'll get the horses out there. Yep.
Aaron Rodgers recently threw 3 or 4 interceptions in one practice. And why did he do that? Is it because Aaron Rodgers has all of a sudden become a terrible quarterback? No, it's because they're installing a new offense in Green Bay, and so he's trying things out. So all of these reports of Mitch Trubisky, you know, throwing interceptions at Bourbonnais, it's the same thing. They're experimenting. It's a science lab happening at camp, and you can't make determinations about what kind of a quarterback he is because you're reading a tweet that Mitch threw 2 or 3 interceptions in a practice. It's ridiculous.
It is. And, Mitch, and by the way, I don't care. Aaron Rodgers, to me, is a tool. And think he's really – I think Packer fans are even starting to tire of him.
Yes.
I projected – but we'll see what happens. He doesn't have a whole lot around him either. Mm. I saw a prediction the other day. Now, at least they gave the Bears their props, 11-5. Mm-hmm. They had Green Bay at 12-4. And I looked at their roster. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You people are so, – you want to talk about – if you ask some of these NFL reporters the scent of his undercarriage during a 90-degree day of Aaron Rodgers, they'd say it tastes a little, smells a little bit like a turkey dinner on Thanksgiving. I mean, I can't believe it. Man, I'm telling you, the ball sack hugging for Aaron Rodgers is nauseating. I'm just telling you, I can't take it. At 12-4, you got Khalil Mack, you got the Bears. Are you out of your mind? It's unbelievable. I mean, they act like they got Paul Hornung. They don't have the people they had. Clay Matthews isn't even on the team anymore.
That's right, Clay.
At least you could depend on him back in the day.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Gordy Nelson signed a 1 year. He retired. At least you could depend on him.
I'm surprised they have not called Jordy back. Because this team needs a second wide receiver.
I'm surprised they haven't called Shannon Sharp back. Excuse me, Sterling.
Yeah, they don't have a reliable running game. They don't have a second receiver. After Davante Adams, they don't have anybody to throw the ball to that's proven at any rate. And then Jimmy Graham at tight end, he had a terrible first season with Green Bay. He's 32 years old. He's never going to be the player he was with the Saints. He could potentially be as good as he was with Seattle, but that's not going to get this team 12 wins. That's
Rodgers
for sure.
Is going to implode by the 6th game.
I like your thinking.
That coach that looks like he's 12 years old, looks like a high school coach.
Yes, that's him.
I mean, that's a dad. I mean, I'm sorry. When you have a veteran quarterback like that, you need a head coach with presence. I'm sorry. And I if they think with a new system, a new coach, this team's going to go 12-4 and get in the playoffs. I've been watching football my whole life. Don't insult my intelligence. My God.
I love it. All right, we're going to conclude the show with Mike's new feature called Hug Somebody Today. And this is, of course, inspired by Mike's, what would you call him? His bits at the score? Where
all my bits that you just want to drag out and just relive the past and kill me slowly. But no, are you kidding me? We had all the great, look, we got a million bits, but this is a great bit. I enjoyed it last week. Here's who I want to hug.
Okay.
Every week we're going to hug somebody.
Okay.
The Bears barroom's an automatic hug. You know what I mean.
I love that. Yes.
Yeah, that's an automatic. That's automatic for us. I'm hugging Vegas Scores and Odds, our sponsor today. Just call that free number, 1-800-808-3419. John Anthony, Dennis Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, all the great guys, Ronnie, Mo, I'm all-time second with my picks. I'm only 3 away from being 200 over 500. Dial up the number now, 1-800-808-3419. And let's pick up at VSAO. Follow at Bears Barrow, VSAO. But that's another hug, but I got one more hug.
Ooh, okay.
I got one more hug for everybody, and I want you to listen up, okay? I have a hug for Pete Hegseth. Now, people are going to go, who's Pete Hegseth? Pete Hegseth is this guy that's on Fox News, and he's a former major in the Army. He's been to Iraq various campaigns. I admire the guy. He's from Minnesota, and he's one of their main people now.
Mm-hmm.
But he said the other day that Antonio Brown should be able to wear any helmet he wants. And I would say to Pete that if the United States Army that you were in, if you came and wore your grandfather's World War II helmet, now they wouldn't allow you to wear it. If you wore any uniform from 40 years ago or 10 years ago, you wouldn't be allowed to wear it. And all these media members who I'm going to hug because you don't think when you talk. I've actually been on TV shows where they have a dress code, Aldo. And you want to know something? Some of these people saying Antonio Brown should be able to do whatever he wants with his helmet are the same people that if they showed up to their job on TV in a T-shirt would be fired immediately.
Yep.
So the people that are telling Antonio Brown to have balls and stand up to the man are the same people that never have stood up to the man, period. And I want to give them a hug for being the hypocrites and the phonies that they are, and I know who you all are. Believe me when I tell you this. So, Antonio Brown, you're looking for an old helmet or a helmet that looks like it fits you. You're making $30 million a year. Get your ass in gear and quit becoming the drama queen of the NFL.
Nice.
Back to you, Al.
Nicely said is what NB Dub says in the chat room, and that's a perfect, perfect way to conclude.
Thank you,
MP-Dub! Oh, my goodness. This show has flown by. It seems like we just started it 5 minutes ago.
I'll tell you what. There's nothing like bitterness to make the day go by. No, I'm happy, man. I'm happy as hell. We got more announcements to make, me and Aldo down the line. Stay tuned at Bears Bar Room.
That's right. And thank you, Vegas Scores and Odds, for being a great partner to Bears Bar Room. And, Mike, I'm going to leave it to you. Say your goodbyes, and then we'll raise the music and fade it out.
All right, everybody. Have a great, great day. Don't forget the picks tonight and the Redskins tomorrow. We have Atlanta tonight in baseball. We also have the Cardinals, and we have the Washington Redskins tomorrow. So long, everybody.